is remote. As we've reported, Sudan and Israel have agreed to normalize relations in a U.S. brokered deal which ends decades of hostility. Sudan was technically at war with Israel since that nation was founded in 1948. Sudan is now the fifth Arab nation to forge diplomatic ties with Israel. Here's how different parts of the world are reacting. U.S. President Donald Trump is happy. He tweeted that it was a huge win for the U.S. and for peace in the world. Germany welcomed the deal as a boost to stability in the Middle East. Egypt's president said on Twitter that he welcomed the efforts. Egypt is a U.S. ally whose country became the first Arab nation to make peace with Israel back in 1979. Palestinian leaders strongly condemned the deal, like they rejected Israel's normalization deals with the UAE and Bahrain, signed in Washington last month. And the Islamist movement Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, called it a, quote, political sin. Iran mocked Sudan, saying it had paid a shameful price to be removed from America's phony blacklist. This is a reference to Sudan's removal last week from the U.S. list of states which sponsor terrorism. Iran is still on that list. Egyptians voted on Saturday in a parliamentary election in which there was little doubt of a sweeping victory for supporters of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. The election will be held in two phases, with the first covering 14 provinces on Saturday and Sunday. The second, in November, will cover 13 provinces, including the capital, Cairo. Final results are expected in December. And Zimbabwe has launched a second stock exchange to trade solely in foreign currency, state media reported on Saturday. Known as the Victoria Falls Stock Exchange, the new market is a subsidiary of the main one in Harare. It will start trading on Monday, according to state-run media. This is VOA News. The Thai King's praise for a very brave man who held up a royal portrait at an anti-establishment rally has won acclaim from monarchists but scorn from demonstrators. For 3 months, demonstrators in Thailand have staged anti-government and anti-monarchy protests. The king has made no public comment on the protest, but on Friday, as he greeted thousands of people who had come to the Grand Palace to express devotion, he lauded a man introduced by the queen as the person who raised a picture of his late father, the king, at a protest last week. The king said, "Very brave, very good, thank you." The video of that circulated widely on social media. The man told Reuters News that seeing the king was the highlight of his life and that he'll put the T-shirt he was wearing, which the king touched, in a frame. Pro-monarchists said the turn of events showed the monarchy's closeness to the people. Demonstrators said the king's comment clarified his opposition to them, with the 23rd October Eyes Open hashtag tweeted over 500,000 times. Ethiopia vowed Saturday not to cave in to aggressions of any kind after U.S. President Donald Trump commented on the country's Nile River mega dam and suggested Egypt might destroy it. The prime minister's office defended the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, set to become Africa's largest hydropower plant, and he said Ethiopia was working to resolve longstanding issues over the project with downstream neighbors Sudan and Egypt. In one statement released in Amharic, the PM's office said there has been no one who has lived in peace after provoking Ethiopia. Trump told reporters on Friday that Egypt may end up blowing up the dam because they won't be able to live with it. He spoke during a ceremony marking a breakthrough normalization deal between Israel and Sudan. Egypt depends on the Nile for about 97% of its irrigation and drinking water and sees the dam as a threat. Ethiopia, meanwhile, sees the dam as essential for its electrification and its development. Paraguayan police have found the remains of 7 people in an advanced stage of decomposition in a container of fertilizer that arrived in the country from Serbia, officials said. The remains were discovered by employees of an agricultural company in the capital of Paraguay. A Paraguayan prosecutor told reporters they were likely those of illegal immigrants. Local shipping authorities said the container had left Serbia in July, first for neighboring EU member Croatia, which they say was likely the migrants' destination. It then traveled through Egypt, Spain, and Argentina en route to Paraguay. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.